we certainly will go into the whole lot, and then as I said, we'll take a position on it. So we certainly don't want to brush anything under the carpet. We're not going to sweep it under the carpet. This is a serious issue, and we certainly will look into it in detail.
This UN probe is in addition to an investigation underway at the University of East Anglia, which says it's looking to see if there's any evidence that scientific data was manipulated or suppressed. Phil Jones, the head of the university's climate research unit, has stepped down temporarily. Those who question the effects of human activity on climate change have seized on the emails, accusing scientists of conspiring to hide evidence and trying to destroy data. Among them, Republican Senator James Inhofe, who's called global warming a hoax. This week, he called for hearings. No decisions yet. And the emails were raised at a House hearing this week.
Anyone who thinks that those emails are insignificant, that they don't damage the credibility of the entire movement, is naive.
But at that hearing, a top government scientist said the emails do nothing to change the science.
Emails really do nothing to undermine the very strong scientific consensus and the independent scientific analyses of thousands of scientists around the world that tell us that the Earth is warming and that the warming is largely a result of human activity.